And now, giving our last shiur in Bochei Nafshi, the previous shiur was summing up that day that we get up and everything fits into place, everything is shining, I feel good. But we have those other days. I get up in the morning and if I could only just sleep another hour, still knocked out, worn out. And I look outside, it's cloudy, overcast, drizzling, cold. And I have this aching pain and the other one, and I can't find my socks and whatever else is going on. How do we approach such a day in life? And this also we have to learn from David HaMelech, to see beyond the surface, to recognize that everything, Hashem Elikoi, Hashem is the Midas HaChesed, Elikoi is Midas HaRachmim, it means Midas HaHadin. Elikim is the hard days, the days that we're not feeling well. Sometimes the situations of health issues, panos issues, benon l'chaveir issues, shidduch issues, all kind of things that come up. State of mind, emotions. But we have to realize Elikai. It is my God. I have a personal relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I know that everything Hashem is giving to me is because I'm so special. Hashem challenges us. He challenges us for only one purpose, so that we should succeed in the challenge. We should show Kadosh Baruch Hu, I am with you. Nothing will break me because I know that you are close to me and I'm close to you. So if it's cloud and raining outside, just remind ourselves that cloud and raining is so necessary for life to continue. It's not something that's just unpleasant. Without that clouds and those rains, there will be no life in this world. There'll be nothing to bring the water to the hilltops, nothing to create the rivers and lakes, and nothing to water the vegetation all over the world for us to eat. We see evil in the world, but remind ourselves that all the evil in the world is also a very temporary thing. Hashem puts darkness in, and the night comes. All the wild animals roaming around at the night. But right afterwards, Tizrach Hashem Shviyisefun, and the sun shines and they all go back into their caves, into their places. In the daytime, we don't have them. That's a moshel of life also. You have those dark times. And we see a lot of evil, but it's there just for a specific amount of time. It's not there to destroy the world. It's there to present us with our nisyonos, our challenges, and show Kodesh Boko, like we said before. I understand, or I don't understand, but I know that this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is something I can grow from. We mentioned before, Ashir Lashem Bachayai. There are situations of Shira. I see the wonderful world, the salvations and everything else, and I just pour out the natural Shira. Then we have the other part, Azamra Lelikai B'Yodi. Azamra, I have to cut away, prune the branches away to see the underlying beauty in the world, because on the surface it's hard. Every day we say Psuki de Zimra. It says that Psuki de Zimra is also from the Lashon of Zimira, of cutting away the evil. There are forces that prevent our tefillahs from coming up. And by saying the Psukah de Zimra, it makes it possible for our tefillahs to go up. And that's the idea of Hiderech HaPshat. The things that prevent our tefillahs from coming up is because sometimes we're overly involved or overwhelmed with the challenges of the physical world. And if you pay attention to the Psukim of Psukah de Zimra, they're all telling us that whole world was something set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true that there are people that are unfortunate, the people that are blind, the people that are weak. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Pokech Ivrim, Hashem Matir Asum, Hashem Malbin Sharumim. Hashem is, His eye is on everybody in the Bria. Tov Hashem Lakol, V'Rachem V'Akol Ma'isov. Hashem is good to everybody. Pesech Z'yodechum, Hasbil Chol Chayrotzen. He sustains everything in the world. And if we go through the Psukim de Zimra, remind ourselves that even the things that externally look problematic and look hard and even look evil, they will pass through. We'll come back to Shabchi Yerushalayim Zashem. Kol HaNeshama Talal Kuala Luka. That is the Zimmer. The cut away, the external appearance of certain things, and realize that deep down Hashem is so close with us. Azamri Lelikai, my HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll sing to even in the hard times, and that will bring me to the Yeshua's. Shalom B'Zeichem Yetz Hashem. There should be no more evil in the world, no more hardships. We should get past all the nisyonis. We should be zeichet to see not just the level of Yeshua's that we see in our day-to-day life, but be zeichet not just to hear the mizmorim of David HaMelech, but to see with our own eyes Mashiach ben David, Sheyovah b'mehir v'meinu.